Eileen, I've got a question for you.
Is it a trick question?
It's not a trick question, and the only reason I'm asking it really is that I
have
something.
Is it multiple choice?
Essay. Okay. The only reason I'm asking it is that I have something to say about it, but I thought it'd be nice.
So it's just, not essay, it's you say.
Just out of politeness to ask you the question.
Okay.
What would you say are some ways the Alexander technique can help with swimmers? To swim better. We know for sure, and we'll put links to it to
Shaw Method, the Art of Swimming.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Art of Swimming site. We've already put a link to it on another one. Yeah, we'll put a link to that.
Very, very good.
He's done an amazing job of getting the Alexander word out there for the swimming.
And I understand your interest in this because I remember you to be a pretty good swimmer.
Well, I think I do like to swim a lot.
Yeah, I think you put some good thought to swimming in terms of watching what you do with yourself.
And I try.
So I'd like to hear what. I do have one experience I'd like to share.
Go for it.
And it actually has to do with using the Shaw method, but using the technique basically because he's teaching the Alexander technique for swimming.
Mm-hmm.
I had not been much of a swimmer. I'm pretty good in lakes, but I don't really know particular strokes that well. And I had taken the Art of Swimming workshops with Stephen Shaw. And I got a chance to then visit in Birmingham, outside of Birmingham, Alabama, a place with a really nice lake, and visiting these friends. And these couple of friends said, "Well, we're going to swim across the lake and back. Would you like to join us?" And I thought, well, I'm an Alexander teacher. I could do anything. And so
right.
I said, sure. And my friend that I was with was not sure, but decided to do that anyway. And he was a fairly strong fellow, so he thought he could do it no problem. We got halfway across the lake, and he just was so tired out. And the other people who are used to swimming are swimming along, and I am just keeping right up with them. Mm-hmm. No problem. And I went across and back, no problem. And they commented, one fellow said, "You swim like a stiletto." So I thought, like a high heel? I don't know. What is he talking about? But then I asked him, and he explained, like a knife cutting through the water.
Oh, very good.
You're hardly making any splash. You're swimming really fast. And
right.
I thought, me? I don't even know what I'm doing. But it was really using the Alexander technique. And
right.
and it certainly was fun to do. Okay, that's my story. I'm going to ask you about swimming.
Yeah, it's interesting. Swimming like a stiletto. I swim in a lap pool, indoor lap pool, and when I walk in there, you know, oftentimes you'll hear swimmers that are swimming so loudly that you can hear them before you even get to the pool, which is kind of usually a bad sign in terms of how they're using themselves. You see some swimmers who just put what looks like an extraordinary amount of effort into a simple crawl or backstroke, especially a crawl, you see that. And they're kicking up vast amounts of water and making huge splashes with their hands. All of that's wasting a lot of energy. So for sure, the technique can help swimmers. We used to, on some of Marge's workshops in the summer, we would actually conduct little Alexander swim classes at the university pool. I don't know whether you ever went to any of those. John Macy and I used to do that a lot.
No, but I think didn't we also back when there were the winter workshops at the and people stayed at the place with the pool there in Lincoln.
Yeah. I don't remember ever using that pool, but I certainly remember the one at the university downtown. But it's, in terms of how I apply it, I'm a pretty regular swimmer. I try to swim about at least four or five times a week. Probably average about four times a week for about an hour. And I have taken swimming and another activity, which I do a lot of, which is walking. I have taken those activities as places to give a little extra attention Alexander-wise to myself.
That's great.
Because they really, in different ways, we could talk about walking in another conversation, but they both provide really interesting laboratories in which to explore Alexander's concepts. And for example, when I first started playing around with negative directions, that is what you call canceling, what I would say not doing the things that get in the way, like tightening your neck or things of that kind. When I first started exploring those, I did initially a lot of that in swimming, and also I would use the I'm not breathing one whenever I took a breath, and amazingly the length of time that I could swim without breathing just naturally increased dramatically over a 3 or 4 week period. I wasn't making any special effort to do that, but I think what happened is I just developed a better way of getting air in, so I had more of it, and I was doing it with a lot less effort. So I explore not tightening my neck, for example, or not tightening my face, or not frowning, which is something I've been working on a lot in the pool, and it makes an immediate difference that you can sense. So to me, swimming is a perfect place to apply Alexander's ideas. And of course, you have the whole thing of the water, a different medium, you're at a right angle to how you usually move. There are all sorts of interesting differences between our normal situation, and it just leads to making discovery after discovery. So
that's a great point. I think, it sounds wonderful and a great way to use it. And the thing you said about breathing really, really changes your breathing to where you don't do a lot of tightening to take in a breath, and you don't do a lot of rigidity to hold your breath.
Alexander said one of Alexander's aphorisms, I'll produce it on the page. I don't have the exact words, but I think he said, basically,
we don't breathe, we breathe.
Exactly. Yeah. If you don't breathe, you breathe. And of course, he meant by that, not that you were going to, don't breathe doesn't mean hold your breath. It just means let go of any ideas about breathing. Just let it figure itself out. And chances are it's going
to
be a lot better. Stop micromanaging yourself, you know.
And we don't realize the way we do that.
Oh, we micromanage. We could have a whole conversation on micromanagement. But the bottom line is we're way too complex to micromanage. You got to find key intervention points and key strategies. And that's what's going to make change. If you try to control every little thing, it just ain't going to work.
It's a good point, and it's a good place to end the conversation.
All right.